Hello.
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is her. This is Hope.
And I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I got laid off and I was trying to file and it won't let me do it.
It won't let you do it online.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that over the phone. It takes about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And what's your Social Security number?
It's 3061919600.
Okay, 3061919600.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
It's Hope Bearden, but I was married, so my last name was changed.
Okay, what was your last name?
It was Kraut, Krout.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Clark.
And what is your date of birth?
April 25th, 1997.
And your Alabama driver's license number.
I got it. Hold on. It's 8827080.
Okay, thank you. And what is your married name?
It's Hope Marie Bearden.
Will you spell your last name?
A B E A R D E N.
Okay. And you're a female, correct?
Yes.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I did some college.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And I'm going to need the routing number and the bank account number, please.
Okay, so the routing is 272. Wait, no, sorry. It's Redstone. It's 2622 75835.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. I've got 262-275-835.
Yes, ma'am.
And the account number.
It's the it's 5101955116.
Okay, 5101955116.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. What's your mailing address?
It's 101 Sackleford Road.
Will you spell that for me?
Yes, it's Shackleford, and it's Meridianville, Alabama.
Are you saying Meridianville?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the zip code?
35759.
And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, it is now.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yeah, it was, I just moved to this one.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
And what's a good phone number for you?
256-975-2864.
Okay, 256-975-2864.
Yes.
And I have your address as 101 Shackelford Road, Meridianville, Alabama, 35759.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's necessary to verify, excuse me, your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Opelika, Decatur, Huntsville, Auburn, or none of the above?
Huntsville.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1514 Jackson Street, 205 Bumblebee Drive, 210 Bethel Road Northeast, 215 Pine Oaks, or none of the above?
The 210 Bethel Road.
All right. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 111 Rose Circle, 2504 Mountain Woods Drive, 2686 Piedmont Drive, 305 Town Creek Road, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. All right, moving on. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I don't think so.
Did you work, did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was the last day you worked at your job?
Friday.
And that was the 9th?
Yes.
So, December 9th, 2022. And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you currently work on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
I guess commission, right? No, and I don't think they just paid me hourly.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes, I just have a baby, but he can be watched.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension from an employer you worked for in the past 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
Like 50. I think that's just, yeah. Because I used to drive. I would drive far sometimes, but I'd say 50.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
12.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
So they said it'd be in January, but they didn't give me a specific date.
Okay.
She said maybe. She said the latest is the end of January, but it may be before that.
Okay. I'm just gonna put the middle of January,
Okay, that's fine.
the 16th. And
Okay.
if it changes, it changes.
Okay, and I would just tell y'all
Pardon me?
if it's quicker, do I just call and tell y'all?
No, that's fine. Just when you do your weekly certification, just note that you're still not working.
Okay.
And what's your job title?
I'm a photographer. That's what they say. Like I go to schools and there's a studio and I take photos. I just take photos.
Okay.
But we do like different environments. Like we do sports and stuff.
And who is your employer?
It's Life Touch, but they say Shutterfly because they bought it.
Okay. Yeah, I see them here. And what's the phone number for them, please?
Let me Google it. I forgot how to have it memorized. And okay, 256-534-1001.
Okay, 256-534-1001. And when did you start working there?
Let me think. I was there in November, October, September. I think it was August. Yeah, it was like August, the end of August.
Of this year?
Yes. Because I was at Lowe's, and then I had the baby, and I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, but I didn't like it. It was awful. I wanted a job. So then I
Okay.
found.
And what city did you work in?
Huntsville. They're located in Huntsville.
Right.
Was that Madison? Yeah.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I'll get one more paycheck, but that's it.
Okay. And why are you no longer working there?
They're closed until January.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you'll grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary pen number.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 0097.
Okay.
And hold on to that PIN because I have a couple more things for you to write down and then we'll be finished, okay?
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. And some of the things I'm going to read to you don't apply to you because you have a date to return to work. an estimate date, but I still have to read it to you, so just bear with me.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just completed also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you're going to log into this website, and you'll need to write this down.
Okay.
The first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S, all one word.
Okay.
Dot Alabama, spelled out.
Okay.
Dot gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
And that's to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in benefits.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay. Unemployment
claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, then this is the website you're going to go to. It's www.labor, L-A-B-O-R, dot Alabama, spelled out, dot gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
And if you choose to file your weekly certification over the phone, then this is the number you're going to call every week. It's 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock on Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
And you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Okay. Got it.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number. It's the last thing you have to write down. It's 800-361-4524.
Okay.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
The online resume, is I need to do that right now?
No, you don't have to do that right now. You can do it next week. You just need to go on there and sign in and make sure that everything's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.